It's time.
What? Again? We did it last night.
No, it's coming. I think the baby is... coming.
It's a bit early, isn't it?
It's due this week.
No, I mean it's 4 a.m.
Couldn't we do this in the morning?
Call a cab.
They're really expensive this time of night.
Call a taxi.
All right, I'm up. What have you done with the phone?
Oh, God. I think my water's broken.
You? I'll go put the kettle on.
No time for that. We need to go to the hospital.
You know I'm useless without my cup of tea.
4 a.m. cab 2. Episode 5.
Seriously, you can get a tea when we get there.
Oh, have you tasted the stuff that comes out of the machine? It's awful.
Mike, I know you're in denial about us having this baby, but you need to man up right now. Ow!
You okay?
Just another contraction.
Oh, how far apart are they?
I don't know.
Well, do they hurt?
Yes!
Okay, I don't know, do I?
Have you called that cab yet?
Yes, they're on their way. Should be here any minute.
Get the suitcase down.
Suitcase?
Yeah, I thought Tenerife would be nice. It's got all my stuff in it for the hospital.
What stuff? I thought all you needed was a baby.
I knew you'd fallen asleep in that antenatal class.
I'd done a night shift.
It's got everything I need. Nighty, change of clothes, juice boxes, some peaceful music, the birth plan.
Oh, right, the birth plan. Point one, get this baby out of me. Point two, never go to the pub again.
Have you finished?
Almost. Right, let's go.
Addicted to cigarettes?
Yeah.
Idiot. Want to quit but worried you'll just get addicted to plasters?
You bet.
Then you need the all-new electric cigarette. Now you can enjoy your nicotine hit totally smoke-free.
Smoke-free not guaranteed unless you don't turn it on. Actually, scrub that. Smoke guaranteed.
The all-new electric cigarette is so easy to use. All you have to do is insert the battery, switch the cigarette on, and take a drag.
Whoa, what a hit!
Do not smoke underage, under the influence, underwater, or under pants. Hello, is anyone listening to me? Hi, Mum. I could say anything now and no one would notice. I want to kill myself. I'm going to kill myself. Goodbye.
Believe that Mr. Beyonce Knowles from Nigeria has jilted me.
I cannot believe you are playing crap music again.
I am now so desperate for love that I have to do something radical, extreme, like a 7-day weight loss plan.
I heard a woman found love in the toilet when someone texted her looking for a slag. Maybe you should go write your numbers on toilet wall.
Desperate emoticon!
What is alternative, Svetlana?
Match.com?
Svetlana, you're very desperate.
I am at end of tether.
Maybe you spend too much time sending the email. Why not come with Olga and sell Viagra like in good old days?
But Olga, no one buy Viagra from you in many years now.
That is true. Without my unbelievable luck on nationalized lottery, I would be in serious dire straits. However, I have new business opportunity on the horizon.
Ooh! Anticipation emoticon!
It cannot fail. I plan to buy anycar.com.
Here. My life's gonna change forever.
Well, I don't think that my cab's special, but I don't think it'll have a lasting impact on your life, mate.
I'm having a baby.
Oh, right. I was thinking too many pies and not enough exercise, but, you know, congratulations.
No, is Lisa having the baby?
Okay, which hospital is she in?
No, she's upstairs.
All right, that'll be £3.80.
What?
Meter has to run the moment you get in the cab. I don't make the rules.
Look, we're in a bit of a hurry. We need to get to the hospital. Can you do that?
No bother.
What are you waiting for?
Your wife?
She's just my girlfriend. Marriage is a big commitment.
Yeah, at least you can kick the kid out when they're 16, eh?
At last. Okay, darling, let me help you in.
They're getting worse.
Worse as in closer together or hurting more?
Both.
Can we get a move on, mate?
Lisa, is that you?
Johnny?
Long time no see. How the devil are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Do you two know each other?
Yeah, we used to go out.
A little more than that. Engaged. Actually, not seen you since you left me at the wedding.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I think I need another cup of tea.
Say hello to Derek. He's no ordinary bear. Actually, does anyone know if Derek is a bipolar bear or is he a bipolar bear? Anyone? I just want to know who we're offending. Oh, never mind. Play the offensive theme tune.
Derek, the bipolar bear. Derek, the bipolar bear. Sometimes he's high and full of life. He's attacking his wrist with a knife. Derek, the bipolar bear.
Up, up in the clouds, high in the sky, Derek the bipolar bear is floating above the forest of Codeine in a hot air balloon. Where did you get that from, Derek?
It's not mine, it's Merrick's.
Oh, hello, Merrick.
Hello, gorgeous. You are looking fab this morning.
If you like jogging bottoms.
Derek. Here comes your only friend, Squish, flying a biplane. What's that, Squish? Ryan the Rhino has lost his horn.
How awful. I never lose my horn, dear.
Why are you still here, Merrick? You were only supposed to be a cheap gimmick in episode 3.
Time to take your magic tablets, Derek.
Oh, they really get stuck in my throat, you know.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Hey! Kendrick, Coxygen, Squish, Ivy are rampant!
So Derek, Merrick and Squish swoop low over the forest of Codeine looking for dehorned rhinos.
There he is! Why, Royal Milk Mucker! We'll soon have you hip and horny again! Ha-ha!
I'm not a rhino, you idiots. I'm a hippo. I don't need a horn.
Oh, everybody needs a horn, Ryan. Here, use one of mine.
So Derek and Merrick give Ryan the rhino a new horn.
You idiots! You've made a total mess of my face! That's the last time you bother me, Derek.
Watch out, Squish. I think Ryan's...
Squish!
Oh, never mind. And they all lived happily ever after.
Derek, the bipolar bear.
So, Derek, what have you learned this week?
No jokes, always get a laugh.
Oh, Derek, you big cock.
And welcome to Changing You! I'm Marcel, your ultra-hip stylist, here to help transform you from a serious no-no to a splendiferous whoa.
And I'm Dave, just a white van driver that the production team thought would be a good yin to his overbearing yang.
Oh, Dave, you have the charisma of a mouldy cauliflower.
Nice dress, by the way.
It's a sarong!
So, the auto cue tells me it's time to bring out the first fashion victim.
Get it? Fashion victim?
Brilliant.
Oh, why aren't you a pretty little thing? Well, somewhere under there you might be.
What's your name, love?
Sharon.
Well, Sharon, sweetheart, let Marcel wave his magic wand.
Seriously, don't get your wand out, mate.
And we'll transform you into the beauty beneath.
Seriously, if he gets his todger out again...
Take a walk down the stairway to salvation from a life of vile disgust. Et voilà! And by the trickery of television, she's gone forever!
What?
She's gone forever. I think we all agree that Sharon looks a whole lot better when we just can't see her.
Seriously? That was your makeover?
Join us after the break when we'll help Kevin and his enormous hooter.
Just breathe like the classes said. You look beautiful, Lisa. I love you.
Right, here we are.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Johnny. Good to see you.
We need to get inside, quick.
That's 27 quid, then.
Oh, my God!
You need a hand there, mate. Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Mike.
Mike.
Mike!
Yeah, sorry. Come on.
Grab that wheelchair.
I don't need a wheelchair!
You see, that's exactly why I didn't marry her.
This is all a bit inappropriate.
You didn't marry me because you were having an affair with my sister!
I never touched her. Your sister is a nutball.
She is a bit crazy.
I saw you.
She had a fly in her eye.
Fly in her eye? My arse.
Shall we go in?
It's true!
Are we using this wheelchair or not?
And don't you start.
You're right, Mike. Marriage is a big commitment.
This is Radio 4am. Now, I'm very chuffed to say that joining me in the studio, we have one of the biggest acts on the circuit. If I tell you they've been headlining all the big festivals, then I'm sure you'll know right away who they are. They're just about to fly off to Japan for a massive 300-date tour, so we're really lucky they've spared us the time to come in today. They are, of course, the Kitty Cats. Thanks for joining us. Grab yourselves a microphone. Come on. Come on. Puss, 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 puss. Who's a cute little giddy cat? So, I'll just run through who we've got here. Tiddles on drums.
Meow.
Fluffy on bass.
Meow.
Lady Gizmo the Third on guitar.
Meow.
And, of course, the lead singer, Felix.
Meow.
Welcome, the kitty cats.
Meow.
So, like everyone here at Radio 4am, I'm a massive fan of your bat... catalogue, no pun intended. You've got 12 albums in 8 years. Felix, just how do you manage it? Really? It's all down to the milk. Who'd have thought it? Of course, I have to ask you about the band rivalry. You've had a running feud with Them Dogs for the last few years. Is it real or just a PR stunt? Okay, I think we'll move on. So, you're going to play us a track from your new album, Clawing at the Back Fence. This is the Kitty Cats with Tastes Like Chicken. Amazing stuff. That's the Kitty Cats playing live on Radio 4am.
Hi, I'm Roger, a voiceover artist.
This is the story of Roger, a voiceover artist.
Being a documentary voiceover artist is really tough.
Roger was keen to tell us that being a documentary voiceover artist is tough.
You get a lot of fans, you know. I mainly get recognised on the phone.
He told us that he got noticed a lot on the phone.
You know, which is lovely, of course. It inevitably leads to quite a bit of female attention.
But Roger was lying.
I never really intended to be a voiceover artist. I started out as an actor.
Roger is a terrible actor.
I mean, some people actually think I speak like this in real life. It's ridiculous. I'd sound like a right knob jockey.
Roger considered killing himself.
What?
He looked at the knife in his hand and felt the cold blade against his skin.
No, no, I didn't. You can't just make stuff up.
The voiceover that was narrating the documentary had cracked under the pressure of the job.
Well, who on earth are you?
Roger dragged the knife across his skin, leaving a mark but not drawing blood.
The voiceover could feel himself losing his grip on reality.
Seriously, can we stop recording now? This is getting a bit weird.
No, don't stop. This is gold.
The voiceover was clearly deluded.
The male generic documentary voiceover has a delicate ego wrought with competitiveness and backbiting.
Oh my God! Who are you?
I'm Sarah. This is my story.
No, it's my story.
No, it's my story.
Will you all just sod off? I'm the one with the knife!
Roger then killed everyone.
Now, Lisa, I need you to give another big push right down into your bottom.
Is it coming out of her bottom?
No, mate, you were the one that was there when it was conceived.
Oh, God! Oh, God!
That's right. I can see the baby's head.
No, it's not coming out of her bottom.
You know, this feels like a bit of a private moment. If you can just give me the 27 quid for the fare, I'll be on.
I've told you. I left my wallet at home.
Lisa, sweetheart, can you hear me?
Johnny?
Yeah. Do you have 27 quid on you? I'll take that as a no, then.
Okay. One last push and we should have this baby out. Keep going. That's right.
Oh, my hat!
Is weird.
Oh. It's a girl. I have a daughter. Whoa. I'm a dad.
Congratulations.
Well done, Lisa. You did really well.
And I hold her.
Of course.
She's beautiful.
She's got her father's nose.
What are you looking at him for?
I think it might be time for me to leave.
Johnny!
The weirdest one ever.